Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Colin in just a moment.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policy-making opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hey, Oklahoma, we're counting on you.
When you fill out the 2020 census,
you're helping your community receive funding for things like
hospitals,
community programs,
schools, and more.
The 2020 census takes less than 15 minutes to complete.
You can send in your form by mail,
by phone,
or for the first time in history, complete the census online.
When everyone,
everyone, everyone,
when everyone counts, everyone wins.
Get the facts at okletscount.org or 2020census.gov.
We're now into the second half of the year 2020. Colin Woodall, the Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. It's been a landmark year for the cattle industry and for society in general. For the cattle industry, we saw great beef demand as consumers cleaned out the meat cases in fear of a shortage during the pandemic. We also saw cattle backed up because of packing capacity being diminished because of the pandemic. Colin Woodall says that we're making progress, but we still have a long way to go.
The good news is that we have returned to about 95% of our packing capacity, and that is a quicker return to that number than I believe any of us anticipated when we were really at the height of the problems in the packing plants at the end of April and into May. So we're excited that we are that far along, knowing that even with the additional investments, PPE, social distancing, we can probably still get back to 100%. It may take a little bit longer, but 95% is a good number because it means we're able to keep that supply chain full. We're ensuring that the meat cases are staying full, and that's important to make sure that we maintain our customer base. But we do have a backlog of cattle. These are finished cattle that are trying to get into a packing plant. It's going to take a few more months yet before we can work our way through that. But until we get that done, we are going to continue to see the downward pressure on prices. And that is something that NCBA has taken very seriously. That's why we have our cattle marketing working group that is looking at every way possible to try to return leverage back to the cattle producers. And that is going to be a big discussion for us at our summer business meeting.
And Colin, you mentioned the summer business meeting. It's scheduled for Denver end of July, and it looks like it's full speed ahead.
We are moving forward with an in-person meeting. We had a long conversation with our officer team to talk about that, and the officers and I felt it was a great opportunity to get everybody together. Now, we are going to be socially distancing ourselves. We will have masks, and we're going to do everything we can to protect each other. But we felt, given all of the issues, especially with cattle markets, we needed to have that face-to-face discussion to make sure that our policy is what it needs to be to continue to work on these issues. So that's why we made that decision. So it's going to be a lot of discussion about our cattle marketing working group. It's going to be updates on things such as where we stand with Waters of the United States, WOTUS, and the challenges to the new Navigable Waters Protection Rule. And it's also going to be a discussion about what's next with coronavirus stimulus packages, because we still expect Congress to come out with some more support. And that means that we could have more payments through CFAP or other programs. And this will be a great opportunity to give everybody where that stands as far as both status and potential outcomes.
Finally, Colin, here we are in the early days of July, 1st of July, the day that USMCA went into force. I know the cattle industry is happy.
Well, this goes back to President Trump in the first few days of his administration when he made it very clear that he was going to renegotiate NAFTA at the time, and he followed up on that pretty quickly. So we have spent almost 3 years now trying to work through the entire process of not only the renegotiation with Canada and Mexico, but also trying to get the final package, the USMCA, approved by both the House and the Senate. And once that was done, to get all of the other countries to take action, for us to take final action, and then to see the implementation. And that's what we had here on July 1st, was the final implementation. If you step back and you look at USMCA versus NAFTA and what it means for the cattle business. For us, there's not a whole lot of new access. It's because NAFTA was pretty good for us. But what this does give us is the certainty of being able to maintain our relationships with Canada and Mexico, which are two of the top five markets for the export of our product.
NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's one of the biggest sales of the year. Superior Livestock, proud to present Week in the Rockies sale, their 32nd annual Week in the Rockies, 6th through the 10th of July, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. is Superior Sunrise each morning. Auction starts each day at 9 a.m., 187,000 being sold on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com to get more information or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.